Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. It is the transition season.
Yeah, it sure is.
Spring is awesome. And it's kind of an interesting time to, you know, dig in and find some lighter style reds. I don't necessarily want to completely convert to white wines, but I don't necessarily need a massive brooding Cabernet.
So
you did a little digging in the red category.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite categories, and I love this time of year. I think light body or medium bodied reds are just wonderful wines, and they're too easily overlooked. They're always nearly always food friendly as can be. And the best ones have a gracefulness and a suppleness about them, and no lack of fruit.
Right.
So just a little bit lower in alcohol, but very, very easy to drink and a lot of fun. Now, Pinot Noir is one of the classics, but, you know, you can spend a lot on that. Or you can go entry level, which can be a little bit dicey. But I found a pretty nice entry level Pinot Noir called Josh Pinot Noir from
Central
Coast.
I've had that, yes.
Yeah, $18. This is a really, really nice wine. There's light, sweet, pleasant flavors. It's easy for day-to-day drinking. The fruit is unabashedly forward. It's maybe a touch over the top. It doesn't have the restraint that a classic Pinot Noir would have.
But we're talking $18.
You ever talk about just a little light, fun wine? So, just a lot of fun.
And he's not joshing.
He isn't. No, he isn't. Chianti is, you know, by definition, sort of medium to medium full, but there are some other regions in Chianti, in particular the Colli Senesi, which is near Siena, where they make a lighter style. I suppose it has to do with a lot of sandiness in the soil. Here's Fattoria del Cero, their Chianti Classico, Chianti Colli Senesi from 2013. $14 for this wine. Hugh, this was charming. This was just charming.
I'm not surprised.
I just love this wine. It's got a nice light style. There's a lot of freshness, a lot of spice, a lot of easy drinking pleasure. And it starts with a pretty nose of cherry with a touch of tobacco and a touch of rosemary. And it's just a little bit of sweetness in it. And it's just so friendly. You could sit down in it in the piazza with a plate of cured meats in front of you and enjoy
yourself. Sangiovese is such a wonderful grape.
Oh, man. Yeah. And this is, you know, it's just a lighter version of it. And so, so agreeable. One of my favorite types of wine are the Beaujolais from the so-called Beaujolais Cruze. And the king of these is Moulin Avant. Probably the most prestigious. It means the windmill.
Yep.
And here's Manoir de Cara, Moulin Avant, 2014, $20, which actually for a Moulin Avant is
That's a
pretty good deal. I got to tell you something. This was my favorite wine of the bunch. Why? Because it just reeked of class. So much class. It never got big, but it was so refined. It was just, you know, it was just a beautiful wine. Lots of fresh fruit flavors, but there was some depth to it. There was just a kind of a peach and cherry thing going on with touches of briar on the palate and an earthiness in there. And it was everything you could ask for in a really, really nice Beaujolais. Liked it a great deal. Beaujolais, we need to get more people out there trying it. Now, from a nearby friend, this is Bordy Vineyards Petite Cab, 2015, only $13. Hugh, I go back to this wine every year because I like it so much. It's just a very nice, unassuming Cabernet. It has the classic flavors, but on a toned-down scale, kind of scaled back. I would call it a pony wine. You know? And it's really lovely. It's a perfect spring picnic wine. You know,
well, that sounds great.
Something nice to take with you. $13, a great, great value, and we're supporting a very fine vineyard. So people should get out there and try these. And, you know, it doesn't have to be big and bad to be a good red. Try the lighter ones. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.